Today, the UN Security Council voted to end its peacekeeping mission in Haiti. It deemed the country stable enough to go without the troops come October. But U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley also said the mission had been a nightmare for many Haitians. She cited an Associated Press report that gave a graphic description of UN peacekeepers sexually abusing homeless children.
One boy was gang raped in 2011 by peacekeepers who disgustingly filmed it on a cell phone. What do we say to these kids? Did these peacekeepers keep them safe?
Around the world, the AP found nearly 2,000 allegations of abuse and exploitation by peacekeepers over the past dozen years. And the AP says a small fraction of the accused served jail time. Atul Khare runs the UN department in charge of peacekeeper conduct and joins us now from UN headquarters in New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
There have been allegations like these for years. The UN has known that this is a problem. Why haven't you been able to fix it?
We have been trying to improve from year to year, and I agree with you that it's a problem. I strongly believe that every single allegation of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN personnel is truly appalling. So we have been trying to improve. In fact, our Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres, took up this issue in the beginning of his term. With his new approach, I think we'll be better in providing support and assistance to the victims.
Part of the problem seems to be that legal accountability rests with the country that sent these troops, not with the UN. How do you change that when you have many countries sending peacekeeping troops that those countries just don't feel any pressure to hold those peacekeepers accountable for the crimes they commit when they're working for the UN?
Well, that may have been the case a few years ago, I agree. But now we are working in partnership with them to regularly remind them of the need to complete the investigations on time.
And reminding them of the need really sufficient? Don't they need some more pressure?
No, we keep on following it up. And that, in fact, my officers do keep on verifying that appropriate actions have been taken. Our criminal accountability is improving. It is not yet there. I'm the first one to acknowledge the shortcomings of the system.
The Associated Press quoted a human rights lawyer in Haiti who represents a dozen women impregnated by peacekeepers. The lawyer also represents victims of a deadly cholera outbreak that was linked to peacekeepers that killed around 10,000 people. And the lawyer Mario Joseph told the AP, imagine if the UN was going to the United States and raping children and bringing cholera. Human rights aren't just for rich white people. What do you say to him?
Yeah, may I stop you 1 minute?
Sure.
I don't think the UN is raping children. I do believe that there are a limited number of people who are acting contrary to the principles and purposes which the UN stands for. We keep on trying to take action against them, but to say that UN is raping children, I don't think is a fair statement.
But isn't this part of the problem that Sri Lankan, in this case, officials who were working on behalf of the UN commit horrible crimes, and the UN says, well, it's not the UN doing this, it's these Sri Lankan individuals.
And that is why, in fact, in the Sri Lankan case, they identify 23 people as being responsible for these cases. There were actions which were taken, including imprisonment, dismissal from service, but that does not help the victims. And that is why we have now been trying to focus much more on the victims.
Ambassador Nikki Haley says the U.S. has made it clear that if these abuses do not stop, U.S. financial compensation will end. Are you prepared to face that choice?
In the present cases, we put them on what we call annual leave without pay. We immediately stop payments due to those people.
But these people are committing appalling crimes. Saying they're not going to be paid for the work they've done seems wholly inadequate.
No, I agree. That is why I'm saying that the investigation is proceeding. This is not the final action. This is the beginning of it, stopping payment. Thereafter, of course, I would expect criminal accountabilities. I would expect administrative actions, and all of that will take its course.
Atul Khare is the UN's Undersecretary General for Field Support. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ari.